Praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. And just bow our heads. We open the service. Father, Lord, so appreciative for once again hearing the call to come and to gather. Lord, and every opportunity we have to be able to gather around your word, it's so special and precious. Lord, speak to every heart that's gathered here. Lord, may our hearts truly be open and pulling, Father, to the point that the Lord, the bearer of thy word, can feel the pull and the urgency, Lord, in our hearts also. Bless us now. Have your way in the service. Lord, through the songs, may you just bless us and prepare our hearts and our minds for thy word as it comes forth. And Lord, truly grant to us revelation, each and every one, Father, according to where we stand in our walk with you. Lord, we ask this and we thank you. We appreciate you with all our hearts. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Truly wonderful. Amen. Turn with me in our big books if you'd like. Page 228. Amen. Jesus, hold my hand. Amen. Wanting to hold my hand every moment, every day. Hallelujah.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night, blessed Jesus. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, I need thee every hour. Oh, through this pilgrim land, oh, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh, keep me that I may be wholly thine and sing redemption some sweet day. I will lay a soldier brave and true and ever firmly take a stand as I onward go and daily meet the foe. Blessed Jesus. Hey. By a crown of life have won. I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach the golden. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Oh, through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Hand every moment, every day. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Page 266. Amen. Because he lives. Hallelujah.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love.
Because of him. Amen. Praise his name. Page 703. Hallelujah. 'Tis so sweet trusting. Amen. Truly, it's a wonderful thing to have experience with him. Amen.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word.
just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, amen. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. How I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So precious. Amen. To have someone there, saints, you can trust and lean on. Amen. Praise his name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Hallelujah. That's the blessing, if you will. Amen. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings, is he? Amen. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is he, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. I am the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more.
I may have something on your heart, need, a request. Just hold it on your heart. Hey, Brother Philip, would you take the request this morning, this evening?
Gracious Lord, we're just so grateful and thankful, Lord, for your love and mercy and grace unto us, Lord. And
what you've done for us
in our lives, Lord, and where you've brought us from, Lord. We so appreciate, Lord God, your presence, Father, in our lives, Lord, leading us and guiding us, Lord, as we go through this life, Lord. And we pray tonight, Lord, that you remember each need here tonight.
And
you know what the desire was upon that heart, Lord, and we pray, Father, that you'd grant that need, Lord, as they had bring that glory and honor unto your name, Lord, and may we not fail, Lord, to witness and testify, Lord, to thy cross, the things that you're doing in our lives, and Lord, what you do for us, where you brought us from, Lord God, may we, thy cross, really be a witness and testimony to you in this hour of which we live, Lord, and our lives, Lord, might reflect, Lord, the very life of Jesus Christ in this hour, thy cross before others, Lord, that they might see Christ in us, and pray, Father, tonight as your word comes forth, that you bless the speaker, Lord, that you anoint his lips, thy God, and his mind as he speaks your word, Lord, and that you just let the words come out, Lord, and thy Father, which stir our hearts, Lord, to approach the walk with you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Not only will we understand the Lord, but God, and God, that we're living, Lord, thy God, manifested in this hour. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you have a song this evening, Karen? Ask if you'd come.
Wouldn't you like to be led by the Spirit of the Lord
in His presence every day?
Wouldn't you like to feel that gentle tug at your heart,
that little voice calling you to pray?
It will only beckon once or twice, it is not demanding, it's only a whisper, you'll never hear it. If the cares of life have you bound, so let's get away from it all, then we can hear that little voice talk, completely separated, yielded to the Lord.
It will lead, it will guide, it will direct your life. If we yield, He can live. We'll do the same works that He did.
If we will just surrender, we can be led by that still small voice. How does your life measure on God's measuring stick?
Do we match up with the saints gone by?
What is it that seems to be hindering you?
You'd better separate and crucify.
Is there a hunger in your soul, something you can control? Then just surrender. Reach out in the Spirit, then yield to it, till you're completely surrendered. surrender to God. Then we can get away from it all. Then we can hear that little voice talk, completely separated, yielded to the Lord.
It will lead, it will guide, it will direct your life. If we yield, He can live, we'll do the same works that He did.
If we will just surrender, we can be led by that still small voice.
Still small voice.
Amen. Let's stand together if you would. Sing a little chorus, Only Believe.
Only believe.
Bow our heads. Heavenly Fathers, we have gathered here one more time. Lord, for some it may be the last time. And Lord, we don't know what day or hour. It'll be even when you appear and take your little bride home. But we do know this one thing, Lord, it's truly getting closer. Lord, we truly are one day closer today now than what we was yesterday. Not knowing the day or the hour, Lord. But Father, moving your Holy Spirit, we feel in our hearts, it can't be long. We ask, Lord, again tonight that you would speak to our hearts and give us the revelation of the Word of God. Amen. Give us the desire that's needed so greatly in this hour. Lord, fill men and women with the Holy Spirit that's so needed in this hour. But Lord Jesus, knowing it all hinges on it, Lord. It all hinges on predestination. Them whom you've seen before the world was ever formed. Oh God, in that desire that would be given to them. We ask now that you would help us this night. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Oh God, we're a needy people. We thank you now, Lord, for your mercy and grace that has allowed us to be here. And Lord, may we take and use it fully, completely of what you've given to us now. In your holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. One thing about it, we're tested every day, whether we love Him or not. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles again to the book of Romans and read our little scripture we read this morning to start with. Romans 8, and we'll read the 13th, 14th verse. Amen. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify, which means to kill or crucify, the deeds of the body, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now may the Lord again bless reading His Word, and you may be seated. So again, we realize, and picking back up where we was this morning, we're not here to watch what someone else does and to see what they are doing and then make my decision off of that to what I should do. Now, I don't want another man to be my leadership. I don't want my grandmother, grandfather, my brother or sister, natural, be my leadership. I want the Holy Ghost to be my leadership. That'll lead me through the Word of God and give me my direction of what I should do. Because the Holy Ghost deals with individuals. And what the Holy Ghost will do for one individual, it may turn your thoughts to what somebody else may do and how they may do it or where they may go or places they may be or how they may talk or what they may look at. So I would not want to be led by another person, because that person may be a hippie, somebody that looks good, and maybe somebody that looks like they would believe the message of the hour. And may look like they're a pretty good fella, pretty good woman, Christian, may look to be. But again, in God's eyes, He's one that sees everything. So I would want to make sure when I look for my leadership, it's through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit leading me. Because it's a very serious thing, because we realize that only the sons of God will be led by the Spirit of God. Do you realize how few that's going to be? Wow, because many are called, but few are chosen. And the prophet, which was God's mouthpiece, showed us it would be so few in this day. As a matter of fact, a couple times when he mentioned it, he said very, very, very few. I believe one time he mentioned it four times. Very, 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 very few. So it lets me know it's not going to be very many. Now, a few years ago, I didn't quite understand that, of how few it was going to be. But the closer I get to the Lord and the more revelation I receive, I see now why it's going to be very, very, very few. It's nothing hard to see. It's nothing hard to figure out. You just see it as plain as can be, how few it's going to be. But we are here to be led by the Holy Spirit. And again, these sons of God will be led by the Spirit of God. There's just no doubt about it. It won't just be talked about and sung about. It'll happen. It'll be lived. It'll be expressed. It'll be identified in the individual's lives that they are led by the Spirit of God. They won't be making these wrong decisions all the time in life. They might slip up and make a mistake. But friends, when you're led by the Holy Spirit don't make mistakes. The Holy Spirit don't do wrong. Amen. The Holy Spirit does everything just the way it has to be done. And if we can find ourselves by grace, mercy to find this place, to walk in it, live in it, let it express to us, we're a blessed people. Otherwise, we'll be a people that'll be tormented in hell for maybe 1,000 years. I don't know how long. But there will be a time come when we'll be finally consumed. But many of people will be burning in hell, friends. Remember, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. So it's going to be an easy way to get and make it to the lake of fire. This will be very easy. It's not something you have to try for. It's not something you have to work yourself up to get in there to start burning. It's going to happen so easy. But it won't be easy to go in the narrow way. Be a rough and rugged road.
Amen.
But as long as you've got the Lord Jesus Christ to take you through that road, regardless of the stones and the rocks and the things that will be thrown at you, you'll make it. Amen. But glorious it'll be the day when you make it, and it'll be all over with. But as I said, it'll be easy to make it the other way, though. And my, it's easy for the flesh. It's so easy because everything is done an easy way for flesh, and the flesh enjoys it. That's the trouble of it is, see, flesh now enjoys going the way for hell, but then when it makes to hell, then it's going to scream out. But right now it's a joyous time to get to hell. It's a happy time. Yeah, it's an easy road, but like I say, it's going to be a terrible way to get after you get there. Be terrible.
Amen.
So we find, he says here, for if we live after the flesh, you shall die. Just positively. As I said this morning. Now I'd like to read another scripture here if you'd like to turn with me, 2 Peter. And let's read here the first chapter of 2 Peter and the 20th and 21st verse. Again, the little title of our message is, what is leading you? Something has to be leading you. One way or the other. And I hope you all remember what I said this morning.
Amen.
All right, so we find here he says in 2 Peter, 1st chapter, begin 20th verse, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. That's why it's so good to be able to lean on the Word of God. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And you know what? If we see, of course he says they're moved by the Holy Ghost, but if you look up in original Greek, it's led by the Holy Ghost. So we realize that this leading comes to people that is holy. Not just to these prophets, to every man and woman in Christ. The leadership of the Holy Ghost comes to those that are surrendered and dedicate their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And to them, this is everything to them. There's nothing more in life or anything else in life that is more important than this life of Jesus Christ being identified through us. There's nothing more important, you see. So we realize these men and women being holy. Today God deals and will lead a people that is holy. Man and woman. A young person that is holy. That's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And indwells in.
Amen.
He will lead them and guide them by His Holy Spirit. They will not have to make decisions on their own. You know, a lot of people have a lot of trouble sometimes in life making decisions. And it seems to be so hard for them, especially if it's something they don't understand or worried about what it's going to come to or what the price will have to be paid if they make the wrong decision. It's so hard for some to make a decision. Friends, if we just learn to lean on the Holy Spirit and surrender our lives to the Holy Spirit and quit filling our lives with the junk and trash of this world, we'd be an open channel for God to use. But it's so easy to fill our life with the trash of the world, the garbage, the nonsense, you know. You know, I kind of think, you know, you see how you probably have seen pictures and different photos and things, how the world is becoming, the earth, I should say, is becoming so polluted. You know, we don't get the opportunity to see it too much right here in this area. But there's different areas where the currents, water currents of the oceans and so forth, how the currents move, it gathers up all the trash. And it's filling up different areas with trash. The filth, the scum of the earth. That man has trashed it up and just made it filthy, made a filthy, terrible mess. Thank God he'll burn it off and clean it up on these days, you see. But oftentimes people in their personal life, they have a gathering up of trash in their life. There's a current of flesh flowing that they can't seem to get the Holy Spirit moving in their life enough that will destroy the currents that gathers up all the trash. And they'll just keep gathering and gathering and gathering. And then when there's so much trash, they can't realize the trash is there. Because they can't see through the trash. And their eyes have become calloused over. Their eyes, their spiritual eyes have become to a point that they can't see through the scum. You take the scum of that's in the ocean, friends. When all that scum and trash gathers, you can't look down and see the beautiful places God created because it's all covered with all this trash. But if somebody goes in there and cleans all the trash back so that you can see the crystal clear water again, my, it's so good to see that instead of that trash. It ought to be that way in our hearts, our lives. There ought to be something burning on the inside to get rid of all the trash and filth in our life. You may sit there and think, well, Brother Steve, what are you doing? You think you're talking to a bunch of sinners? Think you're talking to a bunch of people that don't know the Word? Sometimes I think so. Some. Because they begin to lose the sight and all they can see is trash. And they don't have anything to clean out the trash so they can see the glory of God and being led by the Spirit of God. They pick out different things in life and want to be led by it. If the wife mentions something about the Word in the home, the husband is so covered up with trash in his eyes he can't see, and the woman may be off of the Word 100 miles. And say, that sounds good. Yeah, why don't we do it that way? There ain't nothing wrong with what we're doing. Let's go there. Because of so much trash. And begins to look like it's good. Sin's good. Sin looks nice. And sin's appealing. Amen. I'm going to tell you what sin is easy on flesh. Yeah, it is. Sin tastes good. Sin looks good. It's shiny. Yeah, it is. Oh, it's attracting. It's the way it is. But if we get the right kind of desire, everything about God is glorious. Amen. And wonderful. And you don't want to see sin. But today we live in an age and time where people's eyes are becoming scummed over with trash, devices, material things. And they think they're Christians. That has become more of a reality in the last week than it ever has in my life. They think they're Christians. When God said, not any man, but when God said, they're not. They're not. What a place a terrible place for an individual to be in. To think they're actually a believer and a Christian filled with the Holy Ghost. And God sits there and says, they're not. The person's not. They have no Holy Ghost in them. They're not filled with His Spirit. They're not led by His Holy Spirit. Must be a terrible time and age to live in. When Brother Branham said this would be the most deceptive age it ever was. And that's when he said people would think they're Christians when they're not. It's a terrible time. Amen. Terrible time. But these men of old were moved by the Holy Ghost. They was led by the Holy Ghost to write these things. and speak these things in this Bible. And it is the infallible Word of God, because these men was moved by the Holy Spirit and spoke by the Holy Spirit of what God required, what God was looking for, what He was to do, what had happened. They were moved by the Holy Ghost to write these things. And again, the Holy Ghost does not lie. Never lies. The Holy Ghost knows everything. The Holy Ghost is God.
Amen.
Yeah. Again, it's God in spirit form. I don't know about you, but I'd rather be led by God than any other person on this earth. Than any phone that has Facebook or any computer that's got trash on it, than any job that would take me away from God, than any wife, any children, any home lead me. You know, you hear about men talking about out there in the world, they don't move unless their wife tells them to move. And some are really that way. Friends, some, they absolutely don't do nothing unless their wife gives them permission to do so. And control money, they are not allowed to have the money at all. Absolutely not allowed to touch it. Paycheck goes directly to her, and she controls it. And we may look at that as people that's been around the Word and know how God thinks of that, and know Scripture, and know the quotes the prophet, God's prophet spoke. And we think, how could a man stand that? I'm going to tell you something by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to give me permission to say it. A phone with filthy Facebook on it is way worse than a woman controlling your life. Yeah. Way worse. Yeah. And it's people who think they're Christians when they're not. I've preached on these things and preached on, and still some of you blast and let it be blasted on your Facebook. Filth. Filth. You think, I hid that from you. I shut people off. I thought you'd find out. I'll tell you what, sinners in the world know what a sinner you are. You bring a reproach on Christ. You bring a reproach on this church. And things like this is why I say, and make sure that just by perchance, somebody listen to these messages, they would know I don't agree with it. That there is three kinds of believers in this church. Amen. There is make-believers.
Amen.
There's pretenders. There's impersonators. And there's genuine believers in this church. So the sound of my voice goes out and tells the people, I do not stand for it. But I'll assure you where they go, there is the same. And maybe not even any true believers. Yeah. Remember, I have to give an account on the day of judgment for everything I say. To not speak truth or what the Holy Ghost once spoke,
amen,
I'd be a fool. Yeah. Somebody will come through this and out of it being led by the Spirit of God. The rest won't. Nah, there's no desire to do so. They don't even know what it's about. They don't even understand it. Not alone do it.
Yeah.
But somebody will understand it. Somebody will see the reality of it, and it'll be lived and expressed without any pretense, putting on impersonations. Yeah. I read this this morning, but I want to read this one more time just to bring a point out here before we go on to some other quotes. This was in Just Once More, One More Time, Lord, January 20th, 1963. Wonder if you women are willing to let your hair grow out. As I said this morning, that could be many things. What about this? What about that? I wonder if it could be Facebook. The people seeing my filth on my Facebook. You say, filth? I ain't got no filth. I'm going to tell you what, if you agree and like something that even uses God's name in vain, I'm going to tell you what, you need the new birth. And I don't care what you think. You don't have to agree with me. There's the door. You can have it. I'm just telling you what the Holy Ghost in me would never put up with. And I know by reading what the prophet has always and ever said, he would never tolerate either, him having the Holy Ghost. Amen. Impossible. No way. There's no way, friends, that he'll tolerate it. Some of the stuff is on Facebook. Amen. In you people's lives. Yeah. Now we could be like other churches and say, you throw your phone out or you get out of here. If you can't listen to the Holy Ghost, you ain't got nothing in there. No. Brother Steve, it's you. Well, we'll see if it's me. When your eyes become so covered over with the scum and trash of this earth that you can't see sin, friends, you're in terrible shape. Terrible shape. But remember, saints, I'm trying to help you. And I wouldn't be much of a brother to you if I didn't try to help you.
Amen.
By no means. The scripture would call me a traitor to know and to not speak. Wonder if you man has got enough courage to tell her that. He said, you're supposed to be the head of the house, but she's the neck. And she turns you. And he screamed out, that's contrary. Contrary to what? The word. Do you think a shaking revival would ever take these women out of these public offices and policemen on the streets and things? She ought to be in the kitchen. You think you ever be able to get her back to that again? He says, I remember how many things could be in here. Not just this, but anything is contrary to the word.
Amen.
That's the problem. Many people don't see other than just the one thing he's saying. She'll never do it unless she gets saved. Wow. And honestly, saints, I don't believe that a man or a woman will ever lay down that Facebook accepting and liking filth until they get born again. Go ahead and disagree with me. But I believe that 100%. 100%. Because if you had the Holy Ghost, it would be already telling you, get rid of it. Yeah. He said, you think you'd ever be able to get her back to that again? She'll never do it unless she gets saved. Then she'll do it. And you won't have to tell her nothing about it. No. And I believe that 100%.
Amen.
Every man and woman sitting here that uses Facebook in the wrong way, I repeat, and accepting filth and expressing filth and carnality, you'll never quit until you get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And if you had the Holy Ghost, it would already have done pricked your heart the minute it was put on there. I'm sorry if that disappoints you, but that's the way I believe.
Amen.
And ain't nobody changed it. Because I know by what the prophet said about many things, it's God. Yeah. But remember, it's an age where people can think they're Christians when they're not. That's why I wouldn't want to look at somebody else and make my decision that that's what I can do. Because they may not be filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. No way. He says, you won't have to tell her nothing about it. She'll find her place. The Holy Ghost will lead her to her place. What did Brother Branham say about the sleeves on a woman? When the question was asked him, how long should we have our sleeves, Brother Branham? And Brother Branham said, I don't have no scripture for it. What a real man of God. But he said, the Holy Ghost will tell you what to do.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. But the Holy Ghost is getting, the brother, the prophet said, the Holy Ghost is so rare anymore. Yeah, it's so rare. So little of it anymore. Not very many people have it. So to make spiritual decisions, it don't get done right very often. Because there's very few that's got it. And we're living in that age you can take the word and show a person they haven't got it. And they'll sit there and stand in front of your face. I know I got it. I know this happened this night and this, that, and the other. Lying between your teeth. Satan deceived you. For if you had the Holy Ghost, you'd be able to receive the word for your day and it vindicate itself. The entire word of God, he said. Lying? Our lips flapping? Or the Word of God? Saints, I know this is hard. It's hard on me. If God wasn't anointing me and helping me to say these things, I couldn't say them. I'd run like a coward. Is real. As I said, I'd be a fool not to speak. You wanted to tell her nothing about it. She'll find her place. The Holy Ghost will lead her to her place. Say, the Holy Ghost is leading me, you'll say. To that contrary to the word? Don't call that the Holy Ghost, he said. Remember, you've got to prove what you got on Facebook is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Can you do that? Can you do it? You've got to prove it. Amen. Now, prove it. If I'm wrong, prove it. Well, this diagram of this, that, and the other, God's name in vain and everything, there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, thou shalt not use the Lord thy God's name in vain. Amen. And tell me that ain't in vain. Amen. If you ain't worshiping and praising God and giving glory to God, it's in vain, friend. But people think it's cursing. But friends, you can just say, oh my God, this happened to me. You just used that in vain, friend. And you're so blind with trash you can't see it. You think he's going to listen to somebody crying out to him now after you're using it in vain and accepting it and believing it? Oh my. We become like the world, the trash of the world, and expect God to lead me by his Holy Spirit. You're going to have to get your life straightened up, friends, to be led. And if it never gets straightened up, friends, you ain't a son of God. Amen. Scripture tells you that. See? Brother Branham here is speaking about people asking him questions. He's asking him and talking about, should we move to Arizona? And that's what brought this subject on he's talking about. Brother Branham says, what house will you build me? November 21st, 1965. He said, paragraph 18, we must look to a leading of the Holy Spirit. But one thing that troubled me in coming here and telling people, well, you should not come or you should come, that I leave up to each individual. The way God leads that individual to do. I think every one of us should do that. What? He says, be led by the Spirit. Everything. Not just that. But on everything we do. So do we do these things and then can we prove that God led me to do that? Can I prove it's God's perfect will to fuss with my husband? Can I prove it? Can I prove all these things people's doing that it's God's perfect will to do it, then friends, we're missing the boat somewhere if we can't prove it. Perfect faith. Now, the identification of a scripture Christian, these words said, this is August 25th, 1963. The identification of a scripture Christian, these words said Jesus, these signs shall follow them that believe. Do you realize if you're a believer, signs follow you that you believe the Word of God? I know a lot of people's just got in their minds that, oh, that's me laying hands on somebody, Brother Stephen, and raising them from the dead. It ain't just that. It's everything we do in life. These signs shall follow them that believe. You see? Now, how can you call yourself a believer? Look at the people in this message calling themselves believers. Thousands of them. Thousands and thousands and thousands. That's too many. How can you call yourself a believer, a people, and deny those words? How can they call themselves a believer and deny anything in this word? Anything. Huh? How can you call yourself a believer and deny any of this word? Any of it. You can't do it. You're not a believer. You're not a believer. Therefore, signs can't follow. So the signs can't be there to prove that what you're doing is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Does God accept it? Is it good? Is it perfect? Wow, perfect means there's no flaws in it, in what you're doing. Can you take the word and prove there's no flaws in what you're doing? Every step of life. That's what it's got to be. Well, now, Brother Steve, that's impossible. Well, to the 10 spies it was. But Joshua and Caleb said, men and brethren are more than able. Amen. God filled me with the Holy Ghost. It's His Holy Ghost. It's His Word. And it's all one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It'll be overcome somehow. If it has to go out in the old cornfield and bleach there, it'll be overcome somehow. He says, how can you call yourself a believer and deny any of this word? You can't do it. You're not a believer. Therefore, signs can't follow. Because you just accept what you want to believe and let the rest go. See, you won't, he says, you, and he skips his ears, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. But you got to take the whole thing, and believe it. And there may be somebody sitting here tonight saying, Brother Steve, Brother Bram, you ain't got no scripture for that cell phone and that Facebook. You ain't got it, friends. What do you mean I ain't got no scripture for it? You evidently must have had your ears shut.
Amen.
Those things that people see on there that you've accepted new light, that was contrary to the Word of God. And I don't have no scripture for it? Wow, you're really blind. You're really deaf. You have ears that you hear but can't understand. Yeah. And when you truly believe, not make-believe now, which there's so much of today, not make-believe, but really believe, then these signs shall follow them that believe. Oh, could you compare a Christian today? Now, all these people we got calling Christians today, compare Christians today with them Christians of long ago. Wow. How them disciples walked in the power of the Spirit, moved by the Holy Ghost. Oh, moved by the Holy Ghost. And do it. Just a prisoner. Sure, we realize what a prisoner is. somebody's in a prison, they don't get out of that cell unless somebody lets them out of that cell. They don't eat unless somebody hands them the food. No. They have no contact with the outside world unless they're let out to do so, permitted, permission to do so. And Apostle Paul said, I am a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew what it was to be a prisoner. He knew what it was to not be led by himself or somebody's feelings or somebody else's way they did it. Could you imagine if Paul would have been carnal when that woman came up with that spirit on her and mocking and making fun of the Holy Ghost that was in Paul and Barnabas and making light of it? And Paul would not even cast that devil, knowing he had the authority to do so, but he would not even cast that devil out of that woman until God permitted it. Because he was led by the Holy Spirit. God had a prisoner. Oh my. Just a prisoner, as I preached the other night, a prisoner to the word and the will of God. He couldn't even move until God moved him. Wow, what about us? How much moving we do without God moving us? Wouldn't you like to see a church rise like that? Listen to this now in the light of what we've been speaking about today. Wouldn't you like to see a church rise like that? I don't know how many sitting here right now that's really on the inside burning. Oh God, let me be one of them.
Amen.
Or whether you sit there and say, oh God, I'm filled with the trash of this earth and I need help. But I believe with all my heart this will be fulfilled. There will be a church rise like this. Yeah. It's going to. You say, Brother Steve, a church rise like this? Yes. Maybe one here, one over there, one over there. That's the church. The called out ones, not this group of people.
Amen.
The called out ones. There will be a church rise like that. You better hope and pray you're in that number.
Amen.
Otherwise, you're lost.
Yeah.
God said so.
Amen.
Wouldn't you like to see a church rise like that? It's going to. It's going back. It's got to come. It's got to come. What he said, what Paul was. He couldn't even move unless the Holy Ghost moved him. That's being led by the Spirit of God. That's right. And it's on the road now. He says, I believe it. Hallelujah. In closing, investments, November 16, 1963. Nicodemus was a great man. And he was a religious man. He was a master, a ruler among his people, a renowned man. Something like Simeon, the priest, at the birth of the Lord Jesus, promised by the Holy Ghost to not see death until he saw the Lord Jesus or the Lord's salvation. How he was led by the Spirit into the room to bless this child. Nobody come and blasted it. He was led by the Spirit to go in there and see that child. How Anna, the prophetess, blind over in the corner, never parted day or night. Scripture says she was constantly in the temple praying. Yeah. But at the same moment, nobody told her. Nobody told her. But was led by the Holy Spirit. That blind woman winding her way through the people and stood by the side of him. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I wonder what the Holy Ghost is leading you to right now. will lead you right to the water of life? Or can you be led by the Spirit of God?
Yeah.
And bless God for him. If a woman that physically blind, she was in bad shape, friends. But there is a people in New York. He was preaching this message in New York. There is a people in New York this morning that's blinder than that woman was. And can see out both eyes. But they're blind. But she was led by the Spirit. A spirit of life led her to the fountain of life. Oh, hallelujah. He says, because you thirst for that.
Amen.
How many of us is thirsting to be led by the Spirit of God? Sitting here knowing right now we're not. But how many is thirsting? Crying out. Be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are sitting in the midst of life right here tonight.
Amen.
Are you too blind to see it? For His Word, His Spirit,
Amen.
And it is life.
Amen.
You are sitting in the presence of life right now. Is your thirst?
Amen.
What are you thirsting for?
Mm-hmm.
Because you thirst for that. There's got to be a fountain somewhere. David said to deep, when it calls to the deep, there has got to be a deep to respond to that call. Friends, if there's something burning on the inside to be led by the Spirit of God, there's a place to be led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah! In other words, before there was a fin on a fish's back, there had to be a water first for him to swim in. If there was a place to be led by the Spirit of God, there has to be a Holy Spirit there to lead. Hallelujah. Or you have never had a fin. Before there was a tree to grow on the earth, there had to be an earth first for it to grow in. Or there had to never been a tree, see? And you see what I'm trying to say? If there, he stops for a minute. He says, because you're hungering this morning. I hope we're all hungering tonight. All of us. Because that people are thirsting, it shows there's a fountain of life to open somewhere. For you to respond to that, see, there has to be a deep first to respond to the deep that's calling. Or that call wouldn't be there. Then by what I feel in my heart tonight calling, crying out to be led by the Holy Spirit, there has to be that place to be completely led by the Holy Spirit to come in my life. Oh Lord, let me be an example among men to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want you sisters to come up, please. In leadership, December 7th, 1965. He says, but now, who leads you? Does a computer lead you? Does a cell phone with Facebook on it lead you? As we talked about this morning, you know, on the day of judgment, and that great screen's going to play in front of us. Could you imagine that cell phone sitting there with Facebook on it, with filthy things, and how many hours below it we spent on it, maybe just in a month? And then come over here, and here's God's holy word, and how many hours we spent on it at the day of judgment. Could you imagine what a terrible time that's going to be to have to face that? That serpent seed created this phone and put all this together, and we fell for the devil's devices.
consume us. God had his Bible there. He had his prophet's messages there. And Satan offers a phone with Facebook on it and filth that we accept and like and identify ourselves among it to hundreds and hundreds of people that they see it. Oh my. The Lord Jesus, I read to you this morning, he was offered all the kingdoms of this life. All that Satan had. And Jesus took the way of the despised few. It wasn't the easier way. The easier way would have been to accept everything Satan offered and to be mounted on top of high and all the people give him glory. All he had to do was worship Satan. But he knew there was something much better than that in life. He was full of the Holy Ghost, and it led him to be tempted. Amen. And tested and tried. Yes. Because he already knew he was going to whip him. Yes. But what is Satan offering us today? What's leading us? What's leading us? Is it a job? Is it a wife? You can't bring your home under subjection because of her? Because she bucks you? She comes against everything you want to do for God? She bucks it. Have you got a husband that bucks everything that God wants done? So you just go ahead and do what he does because he's my husband. I'm going to tell you, if I was a woman and my husband, I had a husband try to take me away from a word, that's when I'd stand up. Yeah. Yeah. There's no way I'd let a husband take me away from the word. No. But you better make sure you know what you're doing. You better make sure you're filled with the Holy Ghost, not just some carnal idea. As so many people have today. Carnal ideas. Think carnally about things. You better make sure. Yeah. Oh my saints. Lord. I wonder if this has got something to do with the rapture too. What are you going to be if you can't be led by the Holy Ghost? And the Lord appears and things start to happen. And you're not led by the Holy Spirit. So you can't catch things, see things. You're spiritually blind. Your eyes is calloused over. Can't see what God's doing. Do you realize how many people will be on Facebook when the Lord Jesus appears? Do you realize that? Not alone the world that's full of sinners. I wonder how many people that's following this message will be on Facebook when the Lord Jesus appears. It'd be very easy to be so because so many people's on it all the time. It's become their idol. It's become their idol. And I'm not asking you to agree with me. I don't have to change my life because you won't do it. I will go on regardless of what you people do. I have to go by what I feel led by the Holy Spirit to do. That's why I don't want to look at somebody else and say, well, I got to do it like him, or I got to do it like her, or I got to do it like this family because that's the way they're doing it. No, no, no. I do what I feel led to do.
Amen.
And as long as I can back it up with that word, then I know everything's right with the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. I know it's okay then. But I'm determined to make heaven my home by His grace. I'm looking forward to it. As I said last week, I can't see it. How it could go, keep going on and on. And it may go another 5 years. I don't know. It may go another 10. But the condition this world's getting in, friends, I can't see how it could be. Oh, it's turning in such a mess everywhere you look and turn. It's a mess. When you see so-called people that say they believe the message in a mess, you know it's really getting in a mess. When they can't even discern right from wrong anymore, you know it's in a mess. Amen. Oh, my. I hope you all sit there and say, God, help me.
Amen.
Because I'm standing up and saying, God, help me.
Amen.
Lord, help me to believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Help me to have eyes to see, Lord. Something's got to be done. Amen. Got to be done. I know I'm holding you. I don't know you'll live till tomorrow. This may be my last chance to get to you. To maybe stir you, go on your knees tonight and pray. And ask God to help you. To give you eyes to see. Amen. And saints, I know you can go anywhere and get another pastor. You can go anywhere. I know that. But I am not in for trying to keep numbers. By no means. I'm here just to do whatever God wants me to do.
Amen.
Whatever ends up going in, God's blessings with you. As long as I'll be able to stand before Him on that day and know with assurance I've done my job and done it right. Amen. That's all that matters to me.
Amen.
But I'm hoping every one of you can go along. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And only God Himself can give you that desire. Nothing else will. Nothing else can. I can only speak His word and trust that it's getting a hold of something on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Let us all stand. Amen. Anybody got a song tonight you want to sing? It's on your heart. By it all. Brother Timothy.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Amen. We ought to appreciate Him. Appreciate Him for what, Brother Steve? For skinning my hide like that?
Amen.
Yes, you ought to appreciate it with all your heart. Amen. I think in the natural, you know, my mother and dad would warm me up when I'd done something wrong. And I'm telling you, friends, I appreciate it. When I become of age now, in the age space I am now, and I can see, I've got more wisdom than I've ever had. And I look down through time and see many circumstances and situations in people's lives and see children that was not corrected, how disrespectful and hateful they are. It makes me appreciate that I had my appreciate it. Amen. I appreciate it.
Amen.
How much more should we appreciate it?
Amen.
For our Heavenly Father to correct us.
Amen.
And know that He loves us. That's why we do that. Well, Brother Steve, that's you up there doing that. That's not God. You really don't believe that? You really don't believe that? If I'm speaking His word, and it's the Holy Ghost dealing with your heart and proving to you that you're in that condition, you need help. Don't you think that's God?
Amen.
This word is God.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word
Amen.
Was God. And if I speak this word and what God's prophet spoke, that's God.
Amen.
You see? Sure, a man has to speak it. But he said and plainly told you through the foolishness of preaching, man, souls will be saved.
Amen.
And he gave unto the church gifts. He gave unto the church gifts.
Amen.
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Until we come to the unity of the faith. Until we come to the fullness of the stature of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my. And tell me it's not God. Tell me God don't love you. Oh my. One thing about it. You ought to be glad that God doesn't come down himself and speaks. Because I'm telling you, you would be scared to death then. Yeah. He's taking it easy on you as a man. Done proved before, friends, when God come down through thunders and lightnings and speak to the people on that mountain. Friends, don't let God speak to us no more. Speak to us through man. God said, okay, from hence on, I'll no longer speak to you, lip dear. I'll speak to you through man. It's too scared.
Amen.
It's too fearful. Oh my. Could you imagine all some of these things of God himself? Wow. Scary.
Amen.
But he blessed you with men.
Amen.
To take it easier on you. Yeah. And it's easy compared to what he'd do.
Amen.
But one day, day of judgment. You'll hear his voice. And it'll be too late. Too late. Amen. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate. Love you, adore you, oh yes, Lord. Before you, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Sing again, Brother Timothy, come dismiss us. Heavenly Father, oh Lord, I appreciate you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh God. Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord.
Precious Lord, we are so thankful for the opportunity we've been given this day, Lord, to come and together around your precious word and to have you speak to us. And Lord, may we truly take heed to the things that have been spoken this day. And Lord, truly weigh it with your word, Lord. Of Lord, our brother used a couple examples. But Lord, what in our life are we placing value on over top of your precious word? Lord, what are we letting take our time? What are we letting take our main desire? Lord, what's our passion and our hungers in this life, Lord?
Hallelujah.
And Father, may we truly take the word that's come today and with the word that we've heard in the past, Lord, and put it into our hearts, Lord, and ask you for revelation and understanding.
Yes, Lord.
That, Lord, that you would help us to see. Lord, I think of the scripture where I believe it's in the book of Luke. Lord, were you the disciples after you had risen and you'd come back to them, Lord, and you were speaking to them of all the things that you had already spoken and written, and Lord, they had heard all of that. But then it said you opened their understanding.
Yes,
and oh Lord, will we pray that you open our understanding,
oh,
Lord, to your word.
God.
Lord, in a way that it's never been, Lord. The things that we've missed, Lord, the things that we've failed to understand, Lord, open our understanding.
Lord, that it would truly be a reality of what the Holy Spirit would have in this last few moments of time.
Hallelujah.
And we'd only ask this, Lord, to your glory and to your honor. Lord, that we would be pleasing vessels that you could live through and have the preeminence in. And Lord, bless those that couldn't be here this evening. Strengthen them, encourage them. Lord, bless those that are sick, still afflicted among us. Lord, touch their bodies. And Lord, we just pray that you'll continue to press into our hearts, Lord, how close the end truly is becoming. And Lord, may we run like we've never run before. And bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time. Lord, and may we come with our hearts open, Lord, asking you to speak to us through the way of your precious word. And we ask it all in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, our Savior, the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon. Lord, all that you are to us, we appreciate it and thank you. In your lovely name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Didn't we used to sing a little chorus about the Rose of Sharon? Hey, man. Seems like I can get a couple lines, but I can't think of the whole song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just sing that little chorus as we get ready to leave. Hey, man. In the Lily of the Valley. Hey, man. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen. Glory to his wonderful name. Hallelujah. May the Lord richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.